Happy New Year to you all. Today, we begin another liturgical year, a year in which the Gospel according to Mark will be featured throughout much of the year. As with any new year, it's appropriate to look back on the prior year and look forward to the upcoming year, particularly as we begin the season of Advent, during which we anticipate initially the second coming of Jesus and then the coming of the Christ child at Christmas. Looking back on the readings of the past month or so, you may remember when Jesus told us the parable of the five wise and five foolish virgins, in which we were encouraged to stay awake, for we know neither the day nor the hour when Jesus will return in glory. Or when the Apostle Paul reminded the Thessalonians that the day of the Lord's return will sneak up on us like a thief in the night, we need to stay alert and sober. Today's gospel, to open the Advent season, continues that theme of be prepared. It's for all you scouts out there. With Jesus' admonition, be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. But how are we to be prepared, to be ready for his coming, both his second coming and the coming at Christmas? To illustrate, I will share a parable with you. There was once a man who fervently prayed to God every day to win the lottery. Finally, in frustration, he complained in his prayers, saying, God, for over 3 years I've been praying to win the lottery. You told us to ask and we shall receive. How come I never received after asking all these years? Then he heard the faint voice of God say to him, My dear son, please do me a favor and buy a lottery ticket. This is not a promotion for the lottery, but to use a lottery tagline, you can't win if you don't play. In other words, you cannot expect results if you don't act, if you don't take a risk. There are two kinds of people in our churches today, risk takers and caretakers. The problem with caretakers, illustrated by that wannabe lottery winner, is that they might just show up at Jesus' second coming with little to show for their lives. Today's gospel is Mark the evangelist's version of the parable of the talents, which we heard just 2 weeks ago. The theme of both of these gospel readings is that we should be alert and use our God-given talents to serve the kingdom of God here on earth by serving our brothers and sisters. But some of us don't fully utilize our God-given talents because we don't see ourselves as possessing outstanding gifts and talents. We conclude there's nothing that we can do. Do you know anyone who wouldn't be a reader, Eucharistic minister, or a sacristan because they didn't think they were any good? Do you know a young man who would like to spread the gospel but is afraid that he doesn't know enough theology? When people end up doing nothing, they simply allow their talents to wither and die, to be buried in the ground. We are judged by what we do with the talents we have received. To whom much is given, much is required. All of us here today have received at least one talent. We've received the gift of faith. Our responsibility as men and women of faith is not just to preserve and keep the faith. We need to trade with it, to develop it, to grow it. We need to sell it to the men and women of our times. We need to promote and add value to our faith. This is an adventure that brings with it much risk, and inconvenience. But unless we do this, unless we become risk takers and not just caretakers, we stand in danger of losing the faith. The way to preserve that faith, or any other God-given talent, is to put it to work and make it bear fruit. All around us, there are innumerable opportunities for us to put our talents to work within our cathedral faith community, such as helping to serve the homeless at our Morning Glory Ministries, becoming an extraordinary minister of Holy Communion, reader, cantor, server, or sacristan, helping to serve the monthly luncheon to our neighbors at the Cathedral Square Towers, or helping to decorate the cathedral for the liturgical seasons as they change throughout the year, to name just a few. By becoming risk takers and using our talents in service to our faith community, we help to preserve and pass on that faith to those around us. But that can be hard work, physically, mentally, and spiritually. In order to persevere in that mission, we need help, the help that only God can provide. Jesus provides us with that help by his physical presence through the Eucharist, the physical manifestation of his continuing presence among us here on earth. Through reception of the Eucharist, we are infused with the very body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord, thereby giving us the strength to further the kingdom of God here on earth. When put to work in the service of the kingdom of God and of our brothers and sisters, when you become a risk taker, your talents are priceless.